still kind of, you know, don't believe it's over. You know, this locker room will never be the same. These group of guys will never be the same. So definitely, you know, enjoyed the ride. Feel like we had a couple more left in us, but somebody else had another plan for us. So, you know, proud of the group of guys, though, man. For us to come from 3-6 to you know, run off 7 in a row and, you know, be up on a great Seattle football team for much of the game and not come out with the win, it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating. It's tough. But it's playoff football. You know, things happen in the playoffs and, you know, you got to be able to overcome those things. You got to be able to make plays when it counts, when you need to. And towards the end of that game, we just didn't make enough plays.
How difficult were they to kind of corral in that pistol zone read running game, whether it be Marshawn or Russell? I mean,
you know, it was tough. It was tough. A lot of people thought we had some kind of inside track because we run it. But like I said, we hadn't won against our own offense since training camp. So, you know, we were a couple months removed from actually having seen it at its best. So, you know, they executed it, though. They executed it. They made us go back to the drawing board a couple times on the sideline and try to do that. And I thought we did a good job of doing that, making our adjustments. But, you know, by that point, they had already made a couple plays. They got down there a couple times. You know, they did a great job, though, man. Heads definitely goes off to those guys. We feel like the winner of that game had a good chance of being in the Super Bowl, you know. So that's why we kind of beat ourselves up so bad, because we felt like we had a shot. So definitely rooting for those guys, though.
D'Angelo, you may have played your best two games in coverage these last two games, kind of playoff atmosphere. Just curious how you would assess your season overall and your stretch run, personally.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, I thought it was pretty good. I can always be better. But, you know, ultimately you want to be playing right now. You know, if we're not playing right now, then we're all, you know, we all need to look in the mirror and kind of figure out what we need to do to get better going into next season. So, you know, we'll all kind of do that, get with our coaches and, you know, try to figure out what we need to work on, what we need to get better at.
D'Angelo, you obviously a smart guy, you have a huge cap number for next year. Have you even given any thought or talked to the coaches about your future here?
Nah, not yet. That's something we'll address this offseason. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll see if it's worth me coming back. If it's not, if we'll redo something. We'll see what happens.
D'Angelo, on Lowe's lines, Atlanta, you left, kind of wanted out of there. Oakland, you wanted, it wasn't going that well. Here, you really enjoyed it. I mean, how much would you want to be here? Would you have any flexibility on that cap?
Yeah, I think I would. I definitely would. I've definitely made it known I want to be back. I feel like we definitely have something special, you know, to be here, you know, the last couple of years and kind of see it, you know, not really having all the pieces and finally, you know, kind of see all the pieces in place. You know, you definitely want to be a part of, you know, when we was in the middle of that run, man, I can remember joking with guys like Rack and a couple other guys, like, you know, man, I hope I'm back next year, you know, just kind of joking with them. They're like, you say that every year. I'm like, yeah, but it's getting about that time right now. So, as far as the cap number and things like that and the cap penalty. So, like I said, that's something, you know, they'll address with myself and my representative. And, you know, we'll see if, you know, if it's something that we can get fixed. But definitely want to be there.
Just to clarify that. In perspective, how much you guys flipped the script and turned things around from the first 8-9 games to what you were able to do overall in the last 7 games, when you think that?
Not really. You know, you take a defense 2 years ago that was ranked in the top 15, and, you know, through the first 9 games, I think we were dead last. So we knew defensively, you know, we could get a lot better, and we knew we would. You know, offensively, they were going to keep scoring points. They had been scoring points. And, you know, so we felt good about it. You know, we felt good about, like I kept saying, man, I feel good about, you know, the guys in this locker room as far as defensively, you know, if it comes down to us. You know, I feel like we'll respond the right way. Like I said, we didn't do that through the first 9 games. But, you know, I felt like we made a lot of mistakes ourselves. You know, it wasn't bad calls. It wasn't getting out schemed. It was just guys trying to do a little too much. And, you know, when you try to do that, you know, you don't really do your own job. You know, you're worrying about trying to do somebody else's or trying to overextend yourself and try to make that play. So, you know, guys just focused in on what, you know, what they had to do. They knew the you know, the task ahead of us. We knew the schedule. We knew we could you know, do some things. So you know, it definitely shows you, you know, the potential of this football team.
How concerned are you about Robert staying out there?
A little concerned. You know, I hadn't seen anything. I'm kind of hearing that he was looked bad, but I didn't see it. You know, I was too busy on the sidelines trying to make adjustments, but I never saw him tweak, or I never saw him limping or anything until, you know, he went down on the bad snap. So, you know, I hadn't watched the game yet. Maybe that's something I'll do, you know, in the next couple of days, but I hadn't got a chance to do that to assess how he looked. But, you know, I just really, really never focused in on the offense at all. You know, like I said, they kind of had us off balance so much. We were just trying to, you know, trying to stay up. You know, it's almost getting, you know, getting hit a couple times in a fight, and you're just trying to, you know, keep your feet. So that's kind of, you know, was the sense of our defense out there. Man, we were just trying to figure out what corrections we needed to make and what we could do, and, you know, things like that. So, you know, really hadn't seen him. I talked to him a little bit after the game. You know, he thought he felt pretty good, but you know, I guess the MRI, you know, determined, you know, what's really going on in that knee.